The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater. I'm Tom Bosley, ready once again to guide you into the land of adventure. We're having a reunion today with a special friend, a young lady named Cinderella. Her adventure is different from so many of the ones you and I have heard before on this program. Cinderella's a different kind of heroine. She doesn't lead a charge into battle with a sword in her hand. Her only weapons are patience and courage. Our story, Cinderella, was adapted especially for the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater by Paul Tripp. It stars Catherine Byers. I shall return shortly with Act One. The story of Cinderella has been with us a very long time. It was first told back in the time of ancient Egypt and Greece. There have been at least 100 versions of the story, but they all begin the same way. Once upon a time. And that's the way we also begin. Once upon a time, there was a happy young girl whose name was Ella. Later, she became known as Cinderella. And that's what this story is all about.
Oh, Fluff, you naughty little kitten. Do stop playing, Mr. Broom. Can't you see I'm trying to sweep the house clean before Father comes home from his shack? Yes, Fluff, we'll play later. But not until my chores are over.
Ella, I'm home.
Oh, Father, I didn't expect you so soon. Has anything happened?
Well, no. Then again, yes. I've closed the shop for a few days. Oh, I'm so sorry, Esmeralda. I'm so excited I clean forgot. Ella, we have a visitor.
How do you do, ma'am? Please come in.
Thank you, my dear.
And very, very soon, I want you to call me Mother. Not ma'am.
Mother? But I don't understand.
Oh, you poor bewildered thing. You, but why didn't you tell her? Ella, my dear, your father and I are getting married.
That's right, Ella. Esmeralda came into my shop looking for something pretty.
And I found your father. Instead of selling me anything, he proposed to me.
Do you mind, Ella?
Of course not, Father. I know how lonely you've been since Mother died. And I've been lonely, too.
Hubert, hadn't we better get you packed?
Oh, yes, of course. Ella, we're going to Esmeralda's village to get married. And then I'll pack her up, and we'll be back in no time at all. And we shall all live together happily.
Do stop, Fluff. No, you may not help me sleep. Father and Mother will be here at any moment. Oh, Fluff, isn't it wonderful? We shall have a mother at last. Oh, here they are now. Welcome home. Father, why are you carrying Mother in your arms? Isn't she well?
Oh, don't be ridiculous, child. Every bridegroom carries his bride over the threshold of their new home. Why are you panting, Hubert? Am I too heavy for you? Poor little me.
No, my dearest.
Oh, dear. You puny, clumsy idiot. Here, girl, help me out.
Of course, Mother. I'm so sorry.
And whom, may I ask? Are you calling Mother?
Why, you, Mother, of course.
What else should I call you? In the future, you will address me as Madam. I will have respect in my own home.
Oh, come, Esmeralda. Ella is now your daughter.
Don't you come, Esmeralda, me, Hubert. She is your daughter, not mine. Oh, kitten. Hello, cat. Ella, get that horrible creature out of here this instant. I don't want to see it ever again. Well, do you hear?
Yes, madam. Come, Fluff.
Well, Ella, why are you just standing there? Bring in my luggage.
I'll get it.
No, you won't, Hubert. And Ella?
Yes, madam.
Until further notice, I shall expect to have all my meals served in bed. I am very, very tired.
Oh, Ella, my child, I'm so sorry. I don't understand it. I really don't. Before we were married, Esmeralda was such a sweet, lovely person. I don't understand why she's so changed.
Please don't be upset, Father. I'm sure she hasn't really changed. It's just that she's tired from the long journey.
Well, are we to be kept waiting outside all day?
The very idea.
Well, I must say, I don't think much of this place. I thought we were coming to live in a mansion.
Oh, but it's really a very nice house.
And who, may I ask, is this, the maid?
Oh, I'm sorry, girls. This is your new sister.
Oh, Father, why didn't you tell me I was to have two new sisters? I would have prepared their rooms.
I'm sorry, Ella. I didn't know Esmeralda had two daughters until after the wedding. Ella, this is Hortense, and this is Griselda.
I'm pleased to meet you, Sister Hortense.
Sister, in the future you will address me as Miss Hortense. Sister, indeed.
And you will address me as Miss Griselda, my girl. Now get the luggage. Oh, quickly now.
Yes, Miss Griselda. Yes, Miss Hortense.
And now, Daddy dear, where are our rooms?
I'm sorry, girls, but you will have to share a room together. Ella has the remaining bedroom.
What? You expect us to share one room? We have each always had our own individual bedrooms. Let Ella sleep elsewhere. I'll take her room.
Oh, but that wouldn't be fair, Griselda. Oh, here, let me help you with the baggage, Ella.
It's all right, Father. I can manage. Oh.
Oh, you clumsy clod. You ruined our gown.
I'm so very sorry, Sister. Miss Hortense, they were so heavy. And, Father, I heard you speaking outside. It's all right. Miss Griselda may have my room. I'll sleep in the attic.
Well, that's settled, then. I'm glad you know your place. Come, Hortense, let us go to our room.
I won't stand for it, Ella. You will not sleep in the attic. I forbid it. There's only a straw cot in there.
I don't mind, Father. You mustn't forget Hortense and Griselda are our guests.
Am I expected to live in a room without a full-length mirror? I will not stand for it.
The mattress on my bed is too hard.
I'm sorry, girls. I'll get you new mirrors and beds as soon as I can.
We want them now.
But we've just come home. Can't it wait a day or two?
Now.
Yes, my dears, I'm going.
Where is my dinner?
Ella, why isn't my bed made?
Ella, where are you, you lazy thing?
I'll be right with you as soon as I've swept the cinders out of the fireplace. Oh, poor Fluff, do you want to come in? Oh, Fluff, I've missed you so. It's so terrible being here all alone with all those voices screeching at me. What am I to do? It's been 6 months now, and nothing I do pleases anybody. I was so sure they would change and be sweet to me. Oh, no! You naughty kitten! You mustn't eat Hortense's chocolate. She'll blame me. Come along now and help me sweep up the cinders in the fireplace. Father, what are you doing home so early?
I've closed the shop, Ella. For good.
But what will you do?
I shall go to another town and open up another. Perhaps things will be better there. Oh, Ella, child, what's happened to us? We used to be so happy once. I can't bear to see you slaving away with a torn frock and cinder smudges on your face. If only I could afford to hire somebody to help you.
What's keeping you, Ella? My chocolate. That cat's been at them again. Come here, you nasty little creature. You're going outside where you belong.
Oh, will you leave my kitten alone?
Daddy, now you just have to go right out now and get me more chocolate.
I'm sorry, my dear Hortense, but you must realize
There's no money to buy chocolates anymore.
Oh, wait till I tell Mother.
And what's more, Ella's been working too hard. I think it's time you and your sister started helping around the house.
Ella, aren't you finished with those cinders yet?
Griselda, did you hear that? Daddy wants us to help around the house.
What? Does he think we are servants? What the very idea. Mother, Daddy wants us to be housemaids.
What? Hubert, you come here this instant. I want to talk to you at once.
Yes, dear. I'll be right there.
Why, the impudence of the man. Will you hurry up with those cinders, Ella?
Oh, Griselda, what a funny thing you just said.
I did. What did I say?
You said, will you hurry up with those cinders, Ella? Cinders? Ella, don't you get it? We have a new name for our sweet nothing sister, Cinderella.
Father, where are you going with that suitcase?
Esmeralda packed it for me. I'm going to another town to open a new shop. Perhaps I shall have better luck there.
A fine time to leave, I must say. Well, how shall we live?
I shall send whatever money I can spare. Goodbye, my dear Ella.
Good riddance. Oh, what a sight you are, Ella.
Oh, Mother dear, we've given her a new name, Cinderella. Isn't that funny?
Cinderella. How clever.
Come along now. And Cinderella.
Yes, madam.
We will all have our dinner in our rooms.
Cinderella. That's really very funny.
Oh, Fluff, how did you get in? They'll scream the roof off if they find you here. No, don't go, Fluff. I must have someone to talk to. Oh, Fluff, I'm so miserable. And you're the only friend I have left in the world.
Now, that's what I call a nasty kettle of fish. I'm sure that one time or another you've met people like Cinderella's stepmother and stepsisters. What I can't understand is why some people should be nasty. It's so much easier to be sweet and kind. But you really mustn't worry too much about Cinderella. Things will work out for her, I promise you. We'll be back shortly with Act Two. General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly. There's an old saying that the grass always seems greener on the other side of the fence. Well, don't you believe it. You can be happy whether you live in a small house or a great palace. And you can also be sad. We left Cinderella sitting sadly in her little house. Now, at the other end of the city, there's a great palace where a king lives with his son, the prince. And the prince is very unhappy, too. For different reasons, perhaps. Let's go to the palace and see what his problem is.
Look out the window, my boy. It's a bright, beautiful, sunny day outside. Why aren't you out hunting with the other young dukes and counts?
Hunting bores me. And I don't like killing animals.
And what about girls? Do they bore you, too?
I'm afraid I bore them.
Oh, nonsense. Fine, handsome young man like you. You're shy. That's the trouble with you.
No, I'm not shy. But every time I talk to a girl, she practically yawns in my face.
Well, that's because you're always talking. Girls want to have fun. They want to dance.
Oh, yeah, but that's the trouble, Father. I can't dance. I've two left feet.
Oh, nonsense. Dancing's the easiest thing in the world. Why, even I can dance. Put that book away, son. I'll show you how it's done.
Oh, must I, Father?
Yes, you must. I'm the king, and that's an order. Now, I want you to say, one, two, three.
One, two, three.
See how easy it is? Dancing's easy once you learn to count. Oh, here, I'll show you. One, two, three, one, two, three. That's a waltz, my boy. Now, try it. Come, let's dance together.
If you say so, Father.
Now then, yeah. 1, 2, 3, here we go.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
You're a marvelous dancer, my boy. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Buy me crown and throne. I've just had the most marvelous idea. I'm going to announce a grand ball at the palace and invite all the girls in the city. And you shall dance with every single one of them.
What?
That'll put an end to your mooning about. Now, don't argue. My mind's made up. Trumpet Dan, sound me a fanfare. I wish to make an announcement. Hear me? All my loyal subjects, especially the girls, are invited to attend a ball at the palace in honor of my son, the prince. Come one, come all, and bring your dancing shoes.
Oh, I haven't had so much fun shopping for a gown ever. Imagine our being invited to a royal ball.
It was lucky receiving all that money from Daddy this morning. May I see the dresses you've bought?
Oh, why not? The poor little thing deserves a little fun once in a while.
But mind you, don't touch Cinderella. Your hands are so bright.
I won't, I promise. Oh, what beautiful gowns. Did you buy something for me, too?
For you? What on earth for?
In his letter, Father said some of the money was to be used to buy a frock for me, too.
Did he really? Well, I'm sorry, but we ran out of money. These gowns were very expensive.
Besides, what would you do with a new frock? You're not going anywhere.
I thought I would go to the royal ball. The king invited all of us, I thought.
Well, think again. Imagine. A cinder girl dancing with a prince.
Now go and wash your hands. The dresses need alterations. We shall expect you to fix them. And that's the closest you'll ever get to the ball. The coach is waiting outside. We're late, Cinderella. Will you hurry making me into this dress?
Cinderella, where is my tiara? I can't find it.
It's on your head, Miss Griselda.
Oh, well, so it is. Hence, you look perfectly marvelous.
And so do you. Cinderella, open the door. We are off to the ball. Now, don't look so sad, Cinderella. When the chimney sweeps give a ball, you'll have our permission to go. Out of my way, you silly cat.
Oh, poor Fluff. Did the door almost catch your tail? I did so want to go to the ball. I dreamed about it so. Oh, if only I had a fairy godmother who could just wave a magic wand and make my dream come true.
Well, it's about time you called for my help. I never come unless I'm invited.
Are you my fairy godmother? I didn't know I had one.
Of course you do, child. No good girl is complete without one.
Now, there's work to be done. Hand me that pumpkin that's on the table, my dear. We must get you to the ball at once.
But how will a pumpkin do that?
When I turn it into a golden coach, it will. Now, oh, where did I put my magic wand?
It's in your hand, Godmother.
Oh, of course. I'm so absent-minded. Now, while I go outside and transform the pumpkin into a coach, you fetch the mousetrap. I believe you'll find 6 little mice there. I shall need horses to pull the coach. Here we go now. Abracadabra and Christopher Reeve.
Good. Very good. Now that's what I call a genuine 18-carat golden coach. Mice, please.
Here you are, Godmother.
Abracadabra and Christopher Reeve. Splendid. Splendid. One golden coach and 6 white horses. But there's something missing. Now, what can it be?
A coachman to drive the horses?
Of course. Come here, Fluff. You will make a marvelous coachman. Abracadabra and Christophery. Hop up on the driver's seat, Fluff, and into the coach with you, my child. You're off to the ball.
But, Godmother, I can't go in these dreadful rags.
Oh, my dear, where is my mind? Of course you can't.
A gown of gold and silver trimmed with jewels. Yes, I think that will do nicely. Abracadabra and fistery.
Oh, what a beautiful dress.
Oh, don't interrupt. I'm not finished yet.
And tiny glass slippers.
And a dainty mask on your face so that no one recognizes you. Now be off with you, my dear. You'll be the belle of the ball.
Oh, Godmother, how can I ever thank you?
By leaving the ball before the clock strikes 12 midnight. Or the golden coach will turn back into a pumpkin. And that would be very embarrassing, I assure you. Now off with you. Have a good time. I'll wait up for you.
Good night, Godmother. And thank you again.
All right, Fluff. Giddy up there. And don't forget, Cinderella. Be back before the clock strikes 12.
What's the matter with you, my boy? Have you lost your nerve? What kind of a prince are you, anyway? You have not yet danced with a single girl yet.
I'm sorry, Father, but there's not one single girl out there I want to dance with. Oh, aren't there any really pretty girls left in this city? Look at those two coming towards us. One looks like a needle, the other like a barrel.
Pardon us, Your Majesty. But we thought we would tell you what a marvelous ball this is. And I wondered, perhaps, if the prince would care to dance with me.
By all means, my dear. Well, son, the young lady's invited you to dance with her. Come along now.
Father, she's so fat. I couldn't even get my arms around her.
Well, perhaps His Highness would care to dance with me. I walk beautifully, if I do say so myself.
Good heavens! Who's that lovely creature who just entered the ballroom? Do either of you ladies know?
I've never seen her before, Your Majesty, but she is lovely. I wonder who she is.
Probably some mysterious princess from some faraway land.
Son, do you know who she is?
No, Father, but I'm certainly going to find out. Oh, she's beautiful. Excuse me, ladies. Excuse me, Father.
My word, what's wrong with the boy? He looks like someone's cast a spell over him. And look at the way he's bowing to her. I never knew he had it in him.
Welcome to the ball, Princess.
Thank you, Your Highness, but I'm not a princess.
Then you should be. But it doesn't really matter. You're beautiful. May I have the honor of this dance?
A pleasure, Your Highness.
One, two, three. Two, three. One,
but
two,
why are you counting, Your Highness?
I'm a terrible dancer, and I don't want to lose the beat. One, two, three. One,
but you're a marvelous dancer. You really and truly.
Oh, well, then it must be because I'm dancing with you.
The 10th straight waltz he's danced with her.
You think he'd dance with one of us for a change?
Oh, I'm furious.
Oh, I've never had so much fun in all my days.
Nor have I, Your Highness.
But who are you?
Oh, that would be telling.
Oh, but at least take off your mask.
And that would be showing. Oh, my. Oh, the clock is striking midnight. Excuse me, Your Highness. I must go now.
But where are you going? Oh, no. Please don't leave. No. Well, when shall I ever see you again?
Oh, you're back, my dear. I was beginning to worry. Did you have a good time?
A wonderful time. But look at me. I'm in rags again. The coach is a pumpkin again, and
Fluff is a kitten again. I'm sorry, my dear, but my magic stops at midnight. Why are there tears in your eyes, my child?
Well, a fairy godmother is a pretty handy person to have around when you have problems, isn't she? Wouldn't it be nice if all of us had one of our own? Life would be so much easier, wouldn't it? Or would it? Take Cinderella, for instance. She went to the ball, she met the handsome prince, and she still has problems. I'll return shortly with Act Three. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly.
Barbara?
Did you ever try to untangle a snarled ball of twine? Well, our story's become pretty tangled, too. Cinderella lives at one end of the city and the prince lives at the other. But the prince doesn't know that. He thinks she's some mysterious princess from some faraway country. But we know that Cinderella is not a princess. She's a poor, ragged cinder girl with smudges on her face. If the prince accidentally bumped into her, he wouldn't even recognize her. Well, we better untangle this story, so let's return to the palace.
Good morning, my boy. Marvelous day, isn't it?
It's miserable, Your Majesty, and so am I.
Oh, nonsense. Cheer up, son. Wasn't that a grand ball we had last night? And what a fantastic dancer you turned out to be.
Thank you, Father. But I'll never dance again. Never.
Oh, of course you will. And that mysterious princess, wasn't she beautiful? And she seemed to like you.
Oh, what difference does it make? I'll never see her again.
Oh, of course you will. Why shouldn't you?
Who is she, Father? Where does she come from? Where can we find her? I don't even know her name.
Cheer up, son. There are other pretty girls.
None as pretty as she. Oh, Father, I'm so in love with her.
You are? Oh, congratulations, my boy. I'm delighted.
I want to marry her.
And so you shall.
Oh, but how will we ever find her?
Oh, yes, that is a problem, isn't it? Let me think. By my throne and my crown, I think I have a brilliant idea. We'll have another ball. She's sure to come. You leave everything to me, my boy. You're as good as married.
Do stop fumbling with those buttons, Cinderella. We'll be late for the ball.
Yes, Miss Hortense. Oh, how wonderful for you to be able to go to two balls in three nights.
I do hope that mysterious princess doesn't show up. Maybe then the prince will dance with us for a change.
Oh, how I'd love to be there to watch.
Come along, Hortense. We're late.
Godmother? Godmother? Are you there? They've gone.
And about time, too. I thought those silly girls would never stop primping. Now then, my girl, what are your plans for this evening? As if I didn't know.
Please, may I go to the ball?
Of course you may. You don't think I've brought this magic wand for nothing, do you? Now, get the pumpkin and the mousetrap.
This shouldn't take long now that I've got the hang of it. Now, what shall you wear?
Now, the others will probably be wearing their same old gowns. No time to buy new ones.
But not you, my dear. Let me design something marvelous now. Oh, I have it. Abracadabra and excalibidosis. Oh, Godmother, you've outdone yourself. This gown is beautiful.
Straight from Paris. Now, dark slippers. And off to the ball you go, my dear.
Oh, thank you, Godmother. You're wonderful.
I know. Isn't it marvelous? And give my best regards to the prince.
Griselda, it looks like we're in luck. That mysterious princess has not shown up yet. Maybe she never will.
That's all very well. But the prince keeps pacing up and down at the entrance. He hasn't danced a single dance yet. Oh, I'm getting bored.
Patient, Griselda. Pretty soon he'll give up, and then he'll have to dance with us. Tonight will be our night.
Please, my boy, will you stop pacing up and down? You're making me nervous.
I can't help it, Father. Oh, why doesn't she come? Well, she's late. Think she'll ever come?
Oh, of course she will. Probably held up in traffic or something.
She doesn't come. My heart will break.
Oh, Your Majesty, Your Highness. I'm sorry to be so late.
It doesn't matter as long as you're here. I was afraid you wouldn't come.
Do you think anything could keep me away from two such handsome gentlemen?
You are a flatterer, aren't you, my dear? I like her, my boy. She's a jewel. Propose to her first chance you get.
May I have this dance, mysterious lady?
A pleasure, Your Highness.
I don't know what I would have done if you hadn't come.
Nor do I. Isn't it a lovely evening?
It wasn't. You arrived.
Oh, how charming you are. That's what I shall call you. Prince Charming.
but what shall I call you? Please tell me, who are you?
Oh, I do love mystery, don't you?
My boy, have you proposed to her yet? It's getting on to midnight.
I was just getting round to it, Father.
Well, good luck, my boy.
Your father's a charming king, Your Highness.
Yes. He'd make a fine father-in-law, wouldn't he?
I beg your pardon?
Well, what I mean to say, that is, marriage is a wonderful institution, don't you think?
Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, dear. What time is it?
Almost midnight. Why?
Oh.
What I was going to say...
Oh, but...
Where are you going?
I had no idea it was so late. Please, excuse me.
No, wait, please. No, wait, look. You dropped your glass slipper.
Griselda, did you see that?
I certainly did. Well, thank goodness she's gone at last. Now we shall have the prince to ourselves.
What's going on here? Where's the prince? That mysterious young lady suddenly ran away. The prince ran after her.
But things seem to be going so well. What happened?
She's gone, Father. And all I have left is this glass slipper she dropped when she ran away.
But what are you doing with that pumpkin in your hands?
I found it outside. Oh, Father, what am I going to do? She's gone.
Didn't you see which way the coach went?
No, there was no coach. All I saw was a poorly dressed girl running down the road with a kitten chasing after her.
Extraordinary.
Excuse me, Father. Excuse me, ladies. I'm going to my room.
Oh, my boy, I wish you'd stop staring at that glass slipper. You've been doing it for days.
I've lost her. I'll never be happy again.
Now, my boy, we mustn't lose hope. I've had detectives scouring the city looking for her. They'll find her.
Oh, but how will they recognize her? She was wearing a mask.
Ah, I never thought of that.
Such a tiny glass slipper, isn't it? There's only one girl in the world who could wear it.
Wait. Wait a moment. You've given me a stupendous idea. My boy, you and I are going into this city with the glass slipper. We'll have every girl try it on. And the girl whose foot it hits, that's the girl we're looking for.
Oh, I do wish we didn't live so far from the palace. By the time the king and prince get here, they'll have found somebody whose foot can fit into the glass slipper. And we'll never get to marry the prince.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that, Miss Hortense. It's such a small slipper. I doubt if it'll fit anybody by the time the prince gets here.
Oh, how would you know, you stupid girl? Fetch me some talcum powder to rub on my foot. The slipper will then go on more easily.
Oh, not even a ton of talcum powder will help. Your foot is so long, Griselda.
Don't be nasty, Hortense. Bandaging that fat foot of yours so tightly won't do much good either.
They're coming. I can see them through the window.
Oh, good. All right, Cinderella, off with you. We don't want them to see you.
Oh, please. Can't I stay and try on the glass slipper, too?
You? Oh, don't be ridiculous. Into the closet with you, and don't you dare make a single sound.
Come in.
Oh, be off you, you stupid cat.
Oh, nonsense, my dear. Let it stay. I'm very fond of cats.
Well, so am I, Majesty. Here's my foot, Your Highness. Shall we slip the glass slipper on?
Very well, miss. But I don't think...
Oh, do try. Ouch. Try again. Oh, ouch.
Oh, I'm sorry, miss. But I can only get your big toe into the slipper. Oh.
Griselda always did have big feet. Here is my foot, Your Highness. I'm sure you'll have better luck.
Ouch!
I'm sorry, miss, but your foot won't fit either. Well, Father, what do we do now? These were the last ladies to try on the slipper. There's no one left. Your plan didn't work.
Wait. Why is that kitten scratching at that closet door? Who's in there?
No one, Your Majesty.
No one, eh? Come out, my girl. Who are you?
Oh, it's just our cleaning girl.
Please, Your Majesty, may I try on the glass slipper?
That voice. Here, put your foot out. You poor cinder girl. Oh, Father. It's...
Why, so it does.
Here is the other slipper, my dear Highness. See, it fits the other foot.
Oh, look, Father. No one else in the world could have such dainty feet. Underneath all those smudges, she's the most beautiful face in the world. Oh, I found her at last.
I'm so very glad to see you happy again, my dearest prince.
I'm overjoyed.
Well, pop the question, son, pop it. You don't want to lose her again, do you?
Oh, no, never. Oh, lovely lady, will you marry me?
A pleasure, Your Highness.
You will? Oh, I shall burst with joy.
I almost forgot. What's your name?
And so, needless to say, they both lived happily ever after. As I've mentioned before, there are at least 100 versions of this story. They all agree about the happy ending. But they certainly don't agree as to what happened to the wicked stepsisters and stepmother. Some say they were punished for being so nasty, but that doesn't sound like our Cinderella. Other versions say that Cinderella forgave them, which sounds more like it. I'll be back shortly. I think I figured out what has made the story of Cinderella such an all-time favorite all over the world. Have you? Well, it's because Cinderella was an underdog, the person everybody's always picking on. All of us like to root for such a person, and we like to cheer when everything turns out well. It's kind of a comforting thought when you're feeling low. Just remember Cinderella and her problems. Then you'll feel better. And who knows? Things will probably work out for you, too. Our cast included Catherine Byers, Robert Dryden, Christopher Tabori, Ruth Enders, and E.V. Juster. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is Tom Bosley inviting you to return to the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater for another exciting tale you can hear through the magic of radio. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater is recommended by NEA, the National Education Association.